This is KCUR. Even the most casual music fans probably know The Who's rock opera, Tommy. The double album came out in 1969, followed by the movie in 1975. It even inspired a Broadway show in the early 1990s. Soon, you'll be hearing it in a whole new version. KCUR's CJ Janovi has the story.
Louis Myers is a banjo player. He's also one of the co-founders of Austin South by Southwest, and he spent 10 years as director of Folk Alliance International. He was the one who moved the organization to Kansas City. He's heard a lot of music, but there's one record he's heard only in his imagination.
I heard it in my head 20 years ago. I played banjo in a band called Killbilly out of Dallas. There was a short period of time where we would play Who songs during soundcheck. From that point forward, every time I heard the Tommy record, I kept hearing it as a bluegrass record.
Myers never told anyone about his idea. He figured people would think he was nuts. He thought about recording the album with studio players, but that didn't solve the problem of who would sing the parts by Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend, because he didn't want it to be a parody, didn't want it to sound like hee-haw. Finally, Myers heard a show by the Hillbenders, a band from Springfield, Missouri. The lead singers are Jim Ray and Nolan Lawrence.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all.
The first time I heard Nolan and Jimmy sing together, it was obvious that they were the first bluegrass band I'd ever heard in my entire life that could possibly pull off a Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey vocal.
These guys weren't even born when the original album came out, but they'd been influenced by the music anyway. Nolan Lawrence's dad was an antiques dealer who had thousands of records. Lawrence listened to a lot of them.
And Tommy was one of those things that I listened to in those days. And the vocals on that record, I remember standing out to me and just being, you know, a major impactful kind of record for me.
Lawrence says his bandmate, Jim Ray, had an even deeper experience after seeing the Broadway version when he was a teenager.
And he bought the record there at the show and has just been in love with it ever since. He said he spent countless nights, you know, listening to it on his headphones and memorizing the words and just falling in love with it.
They signed on to help turn the music in Louis Myers' imagination into reality.
Initially, it was very intimidating. There's so many weird changes in tempo and voicings of the chords, and it doesn't all translate to the different kinds of instruments that we're playing it on, so we kind of had to forge our own road.
Lawrence says they played with reckless abandon, not even worrying about mistakes, just trying to get through without stopping. Once they could do that, they started figuring out the details.
Man, I can't tell you how many times we all sat around our individual music rooms at home just playing to the practice tracks or to the record or to the charts and just over and over and over and over again.
They performed the whole opera in bluegrass at the Folk Alliance in February. They did it again at South by Southwest in March. Rolling Stone called it a genius move. Billboard said it was ambitious and audacious.
To be getting this much attention just in the first couple of public performances is absolutely the coolest thing I've experienced as a performer.
For Louis Myers, the record sounds almost exactly like what he heard in his head 20 years ago. The rest of us can hear it when it comes out in early May. CJ Janovi, KCUR News.
Listening to you.